Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we find ourselves deep in the heart of a small town trial. A town that stood silent for years, haunted by the unsolved murders of 2 young girls, suddenly finds itself staring at a man many believe committed the unthinkable. But the evidence? It's tangled in a web of missed leads, old wounds, and courtroom twists, and the latest, a bullet, unspent but telling, cycles the story back to one man, Richard Allen. It wasn't just another day in court. The 7th day of testimony brought us firearms expert Melissa Oberg, who spent 17 meticulous years studying the forensic details of guns. Oberg's testimony made clear that a single cartridge, found lying between the bodies of Abby Williams and Libby German, was cycled through Allen's Sig Sauer, a .40 caliber pistol, a bullet that wasn't fired, but as it turns out, might be the most damning piece of evidence yet. Why does that matter? Because legally speaking, a fingerprint might fade, but the marks left on a cartridge don't lie. Or do they? The defense, sharp as ever, wasted no time drilling into the reliability of firearms testing. They hammered home the uncomfortable reality. Even the best science isn't perfect, with a 2% error rate hanging over the proceedings like a storm cloud. What makes this story even darker is how Allen managed to remain unnoticed for 5 long years. 5 years of family dinners, trips to the grocery store, and blending seamlessly into the fabric of the community, all while 2 grieving families waited for answers. How could that happen? According to Sheriff Liggett, it was human error. A tip sheet Allen submitted himself, reporting that he was on the trail the very day of the murders, got misfiled. Wrong name, wrong place. A mistake so glaring, it left Allen free to walk among his neighbors without suspicion. Imagine that. A man steps forward, confesses his presence at the crime scene, and the system, designed to catch him, simply lets him slip through the cracks. As Liggett put it, Allen was hiding in plain sight. It raises a disturbing question. Was it just sloppy police work, or did something more sinister allow this man to avoid capture for years? As Allen sat quietly in his chair throughout the testimony, his expression unreadable, we were reminded that evil doesn't always wear a mask. It often wears a familiar face. Inconsistencies were another thorn in the prosecution's side. Statements Allen made in 2017, when he first reported seeing three girls on the trail, clashed with what he told investigators in 2022. Times shifted. Locations blurred. Was it faulty memory or a carefully constructed alibi unraveling at the seams? During a search of Allen's home, detectives uncovered an array of seemingly mundane items: keys in a basket, knives scattered throughout, a box cutter placed casually by the door. But nestled among them was the Sig Sauer pistol, the same gun that allegedly cycled the cartridge found between the girls. As they sifted through Allen's life, police found family photographs taken along the very trails where Abby and Libby were last seen. Was it a coincidence that his family frequented the same spots where two lives were brutally cut short? Or was it part of a dark pattern hiding just beneath the surface? In one chilling exchange, Lieutenant Jerry Holman testified that during the search, he told Allen he could submit a complaint if police damaged anything in his home. Allen's reply: "It doesn't matter, it's over." A statement, simple and cryptic, but laced with an unsettling finality. Did Allen know in that moment that the life he once knew had slipped away? Yet not a shred of physical evidence, no fibers, no blood, no DNA, linked Allen's car or jacket to the scene. The defense naturally pounced on this, painting a picture of a flawed investigation marred by oversight and desperation. The trial, they argued, wasn't about justice, it was about convenience. And Allen? He was just an unfortunate pawn in a bungled investigation, caught in the middle of a law enforcement turf war. As we near the halfway mark of the trial, questions linger like fog over the Monon High Bridge. Did Richard Allen pull the trigger? Or was he simply in the wrong place at the wrong time? If Allen didn't kill Abby and Libby, then who did? And why did it take 5 years for investigators to zero in on him? The prosecution has presented some damning evidence, but the defense is already dismantling it piece by piece. There's one thing for sure. Allen's arrest coincided perfectly with Sheriff Liggett's campaign for election. An uncomfortable coincidence or something more calculated? When asked directly, Liggett denied any political motivation. "This was about the murders of two girls," he said, "but the timing leaves an aftertaste of doubt, the kind that's hard to shake. The jury isn't just hearing evidence, they're feeling the weight of every misstep, every misfiled tip, and every missed opportunity that allowed this case to fester for years." And as the trial stretches on, the one unspent round found at the crime scene carries more weight than ever, a silent witness to the horrors that unfolded in those woods. Richard Allen's arrest came 5 long years after the brutal slayings of Abby Williams and Libby German. In those 5 years, the case evolved from an urgent manhunt to a chilling mystery that baffled investigators, scarred the tight-knit Delphi community, and captivated the public. As more details from the trial unfold, the story deepens, not just into the criminal facts, but also into the psychological dimensions of a suspect who remained invisible, undetected, and intertwined with the daily life of his small town. Allen wasn't some recluse hiding away from society. He was a father, a husband, a neighbor. He lived an ordinary life, one that felt on the surface like an open book. His arrest came as a jarring revelation to many who knew him. How, people wondered, could someone with such a seemingly routine existence be capable of such depravity? This is where psychology offers a lens examining whether Allen's behavior fits into a larger, more elusive pattern, that of the covert criminal who blends seamlessly into normalcy. One behavioral theory emerging from Allen's case is that of compartmentalization, the psychological mechanism by which an individual separates different facets of their life, allowing them to maintain normal relationships even while harboring dark, hidden behaviors. Could Alan have managed to live a double life for years, maintaining friendships, attending family gatherings, and working while carrying the weight of a secret that only he knew? Then there's the question of motive. No clear motive has been articulated by the prosecution, leaving the court and the public to speculate on the why. Was it a crime of opportunity, an impulsive act with tragic consequences? Or was there something deeper, a compulsion or obsession that had been festering, waiting to explode? This absence of motive adds an eerie, unsettling dimension to the case, as it suggests that the line between the ordinary and the monstrous is thinner than we might like to believe. As Alan's defense argues that he was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, we're reminded of a troubling fact. Eyewitness accounts never matched Alan's description. Multiple people reported seeing a man on the bridge that day, known infamously as the Bridge Guy, but their accounts didn't align with Alan's physical appearance. This discrepancy fuels the defense's narrative that Alan is a scapegoat, collateral damage in a flawed investigation grasping for closure. There's also the strange detail about Alan's own words when investigators questioned him. His cryptic statement, "If the picture was taken with the girl's camera, then it couldn't have been me." Why would someone, innocent or not, make such a comment? It's a statement that suggests foreknowledge, as if Alan understood what evidence might exist. But why offer such specific language? Was it a slip? An unconscious admission? Or was it a calculated attempt to sow doubt? And what of the community that Alan was a part of? Delphi, a town of fewer than 3,000 residents, was shattered by the loss of two young girls. The impact of their deaths reverberated through every home, every conversation, and every corner of the town. The psychological toll of the murders was profound, not just for the victims' families, but for the entire community, living under a cloud of fear and suspicion for years. With each passing day of the trial, the courtroom feels like a theater where grief, guilt, and justice play out in front of an audience desperate for answers. But justice here is complicated. The defense has already raised questions about the integrity of the investigation. How could such a crucial tip have been misfiled for years? And if Alan isn't the murderer, who is? The idea of Alan being hiding in plain sight taps into one of the darkest fears we harbor, that evil doesn't always announce itself with grand gestures. Sometimes it blends in, wears a familiar face, and moves unnoticed through the fabric of everyday life. It's the unsettling notion that anyone, our neighbor, a family friend, the quiet man at the grocery store, could carry unimaginable secrets. As the trial continues, the jury and the public are left wrestling with uncomfortable truths. If Alan is guilty, it would mean that for 5 years, a killer walked among his neighbors undetected. But if he's innocent, the killer remains out there, shrouded in the same mystery that plagued Delphi from the beginning. The line between these two possibilities feels razor thin, with every new piece of evidence pushing the balance one way or the other, and the defense's claim that the investigation was compromised by politics adds yet another layer to the story. Was Alan's arrest coinciding with Sheriff Liggett's election campaign a mere coincidence? Or was it, as the defense suggests, a calculated move to close a case that had dragged on for too long? The psychology of law enforcement decisions, whether driven by ambition or desperation, plays a silent but significant role in this unfolding drama. As the case moves toward its climax, we are left with the unsettling knowledge that justice is not always neat. Evidence can be lost, misfiled, or misinterpreted. Witnesses can forget, misidentify, or be influenced, and suspects. They can be guilty or innocent, or trapped somewhere in the murky in-between, where certainty is a luxury no one can afford. And so we watch, we listen, and we wait for the final verdict for justice and for the truth, however elusive it might be. One question lingers unanswered. If Richard Alan isn't guilty, how did everything point to him? And if he is, how did no one see it for 5 years? I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.